Hello, West Liberty. You are listening to 91.5 WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. You are listening to Meet My Classmate, which is part one of a four-part passionately vocal series. Joining me today is Matt Wright, a junior for broadcasting at West Liberty University. He likes sports, gaming, and fishing. This interview is going to be split up into two parts. The first part, I want to get to know Matt and his background, his personal life a little bit, and then we'll take a short 30-second break and come back to the second part, which is going to be more about how he does in school and stuff like that. So, thanks for joining me, Matt.
Pleasure to be here for you, with you, Scott.
So you were born in Denver, Colorado. Why did your family move to Moundsville?
So, it was a kind of... my mom was originally born in Glenville, I think it was. I forget what it was called. But she was originally born in West Virginia. Then she moved out during the family reasons or whatnot. And then that's how me and my sister ended up out there. But then it started getting difficult for her, for like the cost of living out there. It was a lot more expensive, you know, inflation, all that fun business, you know. So we had to basically just move out back to West Virginia just because it was a lot cheaper and it was a lot easier for her. But she also had a feeling that me and my sister growing up in a more smaller town was going to be more – it's going to be a better learning experience for us. And also she didn't like the idea that me and my sister could have a chance of, like, you know, ending up in the streets or something like that and doing a lot of dumb things that, you know, some kids are up to now. So she just wanted to have a better life for us than that she had it for her. So
do you remember much about Denver?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just remember every time, just like when I was a little kid, I mean, I would just like, I constantly look around, like, you know, it's like, because kids are always curious, right? I'd always look at the Rocky Mountains that were there. I mean, the Rocky Mountains just like appalled me every single time I'd look at them. I mean, I know my mom used to work at a casino up there, so we'd get some times to drive up there to go into the mountains and whatnot. And I mean, it was just a scenic day. I also know. We spent a lot of time at parks because, that, you know, as a mother that didn't have a lot of, like, income, we just like to go to the parks because they're always free. There's not, you don't have to pay or anything for that. So we'd always just spend our times there during the day, go have fun. And then I have my aunt and my uncle that's not, well, at the time he wasn't my uncle, but he is now, they're not related to me by any means. It's just my mom's best friend. We would spend time with them and whatnot. And then my sister's dad would also be there from time to time. But, you know, I remember a good bit of my childhood for a little bit for that. Mm. So
those people that you mentioned, they're still out in Colorado. Do you go visit them?
So my dad is still out there. I haven't got to visit him in a while. I know recently my aunt and uncle moved out here because of the same reasons we had. It's getting a lot expensive, and then the kind of living down there is it's changed from like 2000 to like, you know, 2020 now. It's not a very neighborhood friendly type of living down there as it used to be.
So you wouldn't recommend necessarily that somebody move there?
I would recommend living there, either in like the countryside or another place. I used to Boulder would be another place to live at. Stay away from like the big city area. It's I know at least what I've heard, it was a lot of homeless people that are living in the streets now. I mean, because it's getting all expensive or whatnot, and they're not very friendly people. Most of them aren't. But you know, it's just changed as much as what it once was, and it breaks my heart hearing about that, because that place I've loved it ever since I was there. I really do miss it.
So maybe you'll get rich and you can go back to Denver and donate a bunch of money and save everybody.
Yeah, you know, here's hoping. You know, after I make all this money, and not only just to get rich to go back to my homeland, but also wink wink, hint, to give some feaster some money for this radio station. You know. Wink, wink.
So did you get into sports when you were in college, like as a kid when you were still living in Denver, or is that more of a recent thing?
So I know ever since when I was like little, I'd always the Denver Broncos were a very big thing down there. I mean, obviously it's in Denver, but I would always just like watching the games and whatnot, and even though I didn't understand most of the players when I was that young, I just loved the team. And then I started, as soon as I get older, I just kept going more and more and falling in the history or whatnot, learning about the team itself. And then, I mean, I was there, even when I moved out here, I was there watching the Super Bowl that we won in 2015. I mean, it was one of my favorite childhood memories watching that. I mean, it was incredible.
So you talked about, like, I guess you were young, but you talked about, like, the nature. Is there good places in Denver to fish and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember, I think I was, like, four or something like that. I know my dad's dad, I call him Abuelo. I mean, I probably didn't say that right. It's been a long time since I speak Spanish. But we went fishing a lot. We did a lot of bass fishing. We did a lot of carp fishing down there. I know there was some walleye that I didn't get to catch yet, but there's some like beautiful lakes out there to go fishing at. Compared to out here, it's beautiful to go fishing out there, but you know, there's not a lot of big game per se. I mean, I think there's like pike or something like that. Don't quote me on that, but I know the game is different from out in Colorado than it is from out here, because out here I mainly just fish catfish. So,
So when did you start getting into video games, like as a kid?
So that mainly started, my first ever like gaming thing was a Game Boy. I think a Game Boy Ultra, to be exact. It was really, I didn't remember a lot of the games I played, but I just remember it was, like, a handheld thing. It was, like, before, like, kids now would have, like, phones or iPads. So it would go with that, and then my first ever gaming console was an Xbox 360, and I had that thing for, like, 10-plus years, and I've really enjoyed all the games I played. I mean, my first video game, I think, was Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. It was a very memorable time for me playing that game. I'm a big shooter, first-person shooter game, and stories and anything like that. But yeah, I've always liked video games, and I've always liked the competition that I had to go with it. And story games, I mean, there's some type of connection you kind of feel with it, even though it's not real. There's some type of connection that you can kind of relate to the characters, just like how you do with like either movies or TV shows. So. Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to keep talking to Matt. So stay tuned.
Aw, man, I overslept again. I'm going to be late for class.
Hello, West Liberty students. Today's lecture is very important.
Whatever. I can't believe I rushed to class for this. I'll just listen to 91.5 WGLZ, where the music is always better than that boring 8 a.m. lecture. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.
Hello, West Liberty. We are back on 91.5 WGLZ. If you're just joining us, I've been interviewing Matt Wright for part one of a four-part Passionately Vocal series. Before the break, we were talking about Matt's childhood, his personal life, some stuff like that. For this second half of the interview, I want to kind of get into kind of some of his school stuff and stuff like that. So, Matt, why did you choose to come to West Liberty for broadcasting?
So, originally, back in high school, I wanted to be a video game designer because, like I've already told you guys, I'm very passionately, not passionately vocal, I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about video games. So, I've always wanted to, like, kind of build off of, like, making games to, like, have people connect in with and whatnot, or even just, like, relate to, at least the story aspect, at least. And then it was like my sophomore year, I started, they had like this course thing for at John Marshall High School. It was like different type of classes that you would go for like each every week. You'd be there for like 4 weeks and then you'd switch. And it was like, there was like a wood shop, there was machine tool, welding, auto body, working the interior and exterior. And then I stumbled across a broadcasting class one time, and I did like a little bit of news writing. and just like started working with the cameras and whatnot. And I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty cool. And then I talked to the teacher at the time. Her name was Carly McElhaney, and she piqued my interest a little bit of talking about in broadcasting. And then I kind of just kicked it off from there. And then close to the time when my junior, senior year, I'm like, well, this is what I'm going to do. And definitely want to be doing it with sports, at least, because I talk about sports. If anyone knows who I am, I talk about sports 24/7. So that's how I kind of went with that.
So do you have somebody that you would say is kind of like your mentor, or like somebody that you kind of look up to in like broadcasting and that type of thing?
So the very first one that came to mind was Carly McElhaney. I mean, she was the one that the reason why I came in here, and which is funny enough, the teacher, Carly McElhaney, got taught from the one and only Chris Lee that's here at the broadcasting studio. So it kind of came like full circle, learning from Chris and Carly, because they both have different teaching styles, but they both similarly had like the same outline of what you need to do in broadcasting. So when I kind of came up here and heard that a professor that taught Carly McElhaney came up here to learn all the best things, and I was like, well, I mean, this has got to be it. I mean, this has got to be where the best, like, for at least that locally, like the best broadcasting option for me, for like also funds as well. So I was like, well, I'll give it a shot, you know. And then I haven't regretted ever since. I've built a name for myself here, hopefully for within the classes of broadcasting, and hopefully I can implement, keep getting my work on top and help out whatever I need for the broadcasting classes. So
would you say you have like a favorite class that you've had so far at West Liberty?
So I know the class I'm taking now is audio production, which we're both in, right? Which very entertainable. I like that class a lot. Another class that I really liked, I liked the cooking show. The cooking show was a very interesting, I forget what it's, I think it's called broadcast curriculum, something like that. But it's like it's like a cooking show with there's like one host that's going to be there the entire time, and then the rest, you know, you have cameras and whatnot. But we all had, the classmates that I had, we all picked like our recipes, and then we'd all let the host cook it. And generally, Chris would like want somebody that didn't cook as much or whatever, just to make it a more entertaining show. So, yeah, I mean, it was really fun. I mean, that was also the first time I was introduced to a jib camera, which, if you guys don't know what that is, it's a camera that kind of overlooks, it kind of, it's like a overhead C camera that it could have like a lot of cool shots and stuff. So, I mean, it was a really cool experience for me doing that.
So, before we wrap up, I'm sure there's a lot of people, myself included, that are really confused. You're a member of Phi Delta Theta, which is a frat here on campus, right? So I'm sure I'm not the only one who gets kind of confused and kind of nervous when you hear that. Like, what is fraternity life like on campus?
So, especially for me, when I joined, I was like a freshman, and it kind of like made me very, it made me on end for like even thinking about it. I'm like, because fraternity, you know, the hazing or whatnot, and what comes with it. Like, I'm gonna get beat up, or I'm gonna get it forced like drinking or whatnot, right? But I met a group of guys that I really connected to on a deeper personal level. Not only just like how our values that matches up, especially with the values that we have matched up. Just us in general and with the fraternity, but also like our long-term goals with it, especially because we're a national fraternity. So we very well take our education very seriously within academics or anything and whatnot, but then we also care about what's lined for us in the future. So we like to have a good experience here in college or whatnot, but we also look for the future, because we know the 4 years in college, it's not that you get with the fraternity, that's not very much that you're going to remember. But after you're done with it, there's so many opportunities that you get after you join. I mean, it's just a step forward to my career that I wanted to. So I very well enjoy being a part of Phi Delta Theta.
Yeah, I think that's really, because I know like a lot of people, like they hear that and they're like, they don't understand, or they're scared, or they're confused. So I appreciate that kind of that insight on that.
Yeah, I mean, like I really, I really encourage, like, not even people just to join Phi Delta Theta, but, like, just any, like, type of Greek life, like, whatever you can, just because you get a connection with the people around you. Sure, it costs money, and people think it's, quote-unquote, pay for friends, but it really, what I've learned in, like, life in general, what you put into something is what you're going to get out of. So whatever organization you join and what work you put into it, you're going to get so much out of it. And I feel like that's just... That's exactly how I felt joining Phi Delta Theta. I put the amount of work that I can for either recruitment or being right now the vice president. I put so much to help with these group of guys to kind of amplify it, leave the chapter better than it was brought to me, at least. So I've always been very passionate about stuff like that. So,
is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off for today?
I guess like I said about. The giving Greek life, not even just Greek life, find your own organization. I mean, Greek life is great just because it helps you with that, but find a community that you can connect to on campus to kind of make your college experience 10 times better. I mean, people are the source, right? I mean, you can't go without your life without interacting with people, so you need to find that group to kind of go with it, and then, you know, make memories, have a great time, you know, make sure you stay on class and stuff, but make sure that you have that group that you'll remember for the rest of your life. So,
all right, thank you for joining us, Matt, and thank you for listening to Meet My Classmate, which is part one of a four-part passionately vocal series here on 91.5 WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Now let's get back to the music. Here's Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.